We're about to begin a new sugya. It's new only in the sense that that's one particular dimension of the Yehar V'Yavar sugyas. That's the sugya of the Yehar V'Yavar as it plays out in terms of Shvichas Dov, in terms of Mitzichah. So we touched a little bit upon it because it's ultimately becomes part of the suas of Yehar V'Yavar for the rise as well. But now we're going to focus primarily on the Mitzichah part of the sugya, the Shvichas Dov part of the sugya. So we'll begin with Chafhemud Beis Maseret Pesachim. The Gemara asks, about 10 lines up at the top. First one is Shvichas Dov Gufei Menolam. How do you know that Shvichas Damim is Yehar V'Yavar? How do you know that if somebody says to you, if you kill this person, I'm going to kill you, how do you know the din is that you're not allowed to kill the other person? It says the Gemara Svaru, it's Pashat Svar. Ki Yahudi Asla Kamei De Rava, the famous story, somebody came in front of Rava. Amalei, he asked Rava a very tragic question. Mari De Roy, Amalei said that the person of the government, the person in charge, said to me, gave me the following deal. Zilkatle Laplanya, either you go kill somebody, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to kill you. So Amalei said, Rabbi Paskin from Liktaluch, he said, you have to let yourself get killed below Tiktol. You cannot kill somebody else. My chazis the Dama di Doch sumuktfei, Duma Dama da Ogava sumuktfei. How do you have a right to say that your blood is redder than the others? Maybe the other person's blood is redder than yours. Adkan, the Rebbe. So we already quoted this Gemara a little bit in some of the previous sugyas. We have to raise the following question. We touched a little bit on this chakira in the previous sugya, let's try to formalize it now. What's the nature of this halacha? The Gemara just told us that we don't apply the regular rules, pikuach nefesh, shvichas damim, because of this svara maichazis. So yesh lachbar, what's the nature of the din of maichazis? Is the nature of the din of maichazis almost like a Torah suffix? We throw our hands up and say, I cannot possibly say whose life is more important than the other, and therefore I can't make an assessment in order to be matur an iser unless I know for a fact that I'm allowed to be matur that iser. So let's say the marshal. The Torah says, now do malach on Shabbos. So the starting point is, now do malach on Shabbos, even if it costs you a lot. That's clearly the starting point in halacha. There's a chiddush haTorah of the chay ben vlo shevus bech. There's a chiddush haTorah of the shabbos osa Shabbos, chalal Shabbos achzitz yishmo shabbos harbe. Kuach nefesh is a chiddush haTorah. Harai, I need a pasuk for it. If not for the pasuk, so the starting point would have been, the Torah says, don't do malach, it costs your life. Sorry, that's it, that's the way it is. So the whole head of Kuach nefesh is predicated on the assumption that the Torah is setting up a hierarchy. The Torah is setting up, telling me that I know for a fact that solus nefesh in Israel is in a sense more important than chil shabbos. Solus nefesh in Israel is more important than the eyes of the Rabbanu Shalom than eating on Yom Kippur, more important than eating chametz on Pesach. So that's the thrust of the din of pikuach nefesh. That there's a hierarchy, and the Torah tells us pikuach nefesh is on the top of the pyramid. Hashenkin over here, it's not so partial anymore. At the end of this, someone's going to die. Either Reuben's going to die, Shimon's going to die. So it's very hard to make that statement of hierarchy. So I don't know. If I somehow had a way to figure out that my life is not more important than his, quote unquote, my blood is symbolically redder than his, so then maybe I could argue, well, the savior of my life is taka more important. So it's kedai to be violate ritzicha in order to save my life. It's more important. Since no human being could ever make such a judgment call, therefore we throw our hands up and we say, it's the suffix. We don't know. It could be that your blood is redder than his. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but I don't know. So therefore it falls into the category of a suffix. And we have a general rule in suffix, Shevet that you can't act upon a suffix. You have no right to pull the trigger. You have no right to violate Lo Sitzach. Because the starting point was, you're never allowed to violate Lo Sitzach. Only the starting point, you're never allowed to violate any Yisr in the Torah. You need a matir to violate an Yisr. The matir is the Torah's Vadai. If the matir is not the Torah's Vadai, then Shevet Taso Adif. So that's one way of understanding what the din of Mechazis is all about. But there's another way of understanding Mechazis. Mechazis is not the Torah's Sofik. Mechazis is the Torah's Vada. Mechazis says that it's a fancy, poetic way of saying that the parasha of Achai Behem was not given to Shvichas Dam. The matter of Achai Behem, there are exceptions to the matter of Achai Behem. One of the exceptions to the rule of Achai Behem is Shvichas Damim. Since the whole parish of Achai Behem, the whole head of Guch Nefesh is not Pchal, that Toifes on Shvichas Damim. The same way it's not Toifes on Avodah Zarah, because it exists across the whole Nafshecha. The same way it's not Toifes on Kedirayas, because it exists across whatever those Gedirayas are. So there are certain mitzvahs in the Torah that are not nitam for the heter nefesh. If it's not nitam for the heter pikuach nefesh, so then memela the Torah's vavdai, I'm not allowed to kill the other person. It's not because, well, it's a 50-50 chance. And if I get the Shemayim returns that my blood is atzkapaskin, then it's red, Baruch Hashem, I didn't do anything wrong. No. That's just the impetus. That was the engine that got the ball rolling. But the halach is formulated by Torah's vavdai, not by Torah's sof. It sounds like a very academic nefkamina. At the end of the day, you're not going to do it. At the end of the day, my nefkamina, whether you can't get killed with Torah's you can't kill with Torah's suffering, what's the difference? So the Chorah, that Chakira, is really the background to the major machlekes of Rishon that we quoted very, very quickly 2 weeks ago. Now I'm going to focus on a little bit more now. So Tosfos, on the top of Kohen Reis, had a famous comment in the name of the Ri, where... I'm sorry, Tosfos quotes the Ri that disagrees with it, that modifies it a little. It's really the name of the Rivam. Tosfos here doesn't quote in the name of the Rivam. Another place they quote in the name of the Rivam. But the Rivam said that whenever we talk about Gimel Averis, whenever we speak about exceptions to the rule of Ruach Nefesh, whenever we speak about the Erev Yavars, that's only true if it's done Ayyadei Maise. But if it's not done Ayyadei Maise, if it's done Derech Shev Al Taseh, or to quote a Gemara from Sanhedrin from last week, was done derech karka oilam. So the Rivam said, there's no din of Yehar Goyam. The Rivam said that both by the case of Gilead Arias, and that was the whole shot that he gave as to why Esther wasn't real Gilead Arias, that was all she gave last week or 2 weeks ago. And the source for the Rivam ultimately was from Shvichas Damim. Because the Rivam told us that in a case of Shvichas Damim, B'Shev Al Taseh, so then the rules change immediately. How do the rules change? So if you take a look at the Tosfos on the top of the days, so the Tosfos says, it's about halfway through the Tosfos, the first one line is Tase. About four or five lines down to the skinny lines of the Tosfos, the end of the line. V'rotzeach l'mechayev l'mimse nafshe, ela k'she'omolo laro b'yadayim. B'med v'mamurim, that a rotzeach, you have to give up your life rather than kill somebody. That's when they're insisting that you kill somebody b'yadayim. That if they threaten you and say, we're going to push you off the cliff, and then you're going to fall the baby and kill the baby, and if you don't cooperate in effect, if you don't stop fighting, you don't stop screaming at us, we're going to kill you. So Tosfos writes, you're allowed to stay passive. Let them roll you off the cliff, fall on the baby, not a problem. Says Tosfos, ah, you're a Ritzeach. Implicit in Tosfos' statement, ah, you're a Ritzeach. Ah, you're Shvichas Damim. So Tosfos says, the Ad Rabba. You do a man, my chazes, the Dami, the Chavis, the Mutfei, the Mutfei, the Mutfei. What does Tosfos say in the name of the Rivam? That you have a right to turn around to the Halacha and say, maybe my blood is redder than the other guy's blood. As long as you said it, maybe. I don't know whose blood is redder. I don't know which life is more important, says Tosfos. So what do you do when you're not sure whose life is more important? You play at the Shevi Al Taseh. Says Tosfos, to pull the trigger on somebody that you have no right to do, because suffering you can't do an action of pulling the trigger. But to suffering, let yourself be pushed off the cliff, that you're allowed to do, that's perfectly okay, because that's also the Gede Shevi Al Taseh, and any case of Mechazes, you're allowed to declare Shevi Al Taseh. So what do you see from this Tosfos? So it's clear from this Tosfos, the Tosfos understood, that Mechazes is not an absolute statement. Mechazes is not a statement that Shvichas Damim is not nitan to the din of a chayvahem. Tosfos just said it is. Tosfos just said that as long as you're doing the Ritzicha Derech Shevi Al Taseh, so then b'chayvahem applies to you also. Tosfos says you're allowed to violate Ritzicha Mamash Ritzich, or be b'Shevi Al Taseh. As long as my act of Ritzicha, it's a little bit of a steer minayim bay, but bear with me, my act of Ritzicha, my ma'aseh Ritzicha is being done b'Shevi Al Taseh. It's a little bit of a misnomer. But my Issa Ritzicha, that's a more correct way of saying it. The Issa Ritzicha that I'm in violation of is being violated Derech Shevi Al Taseh. So then, I'm not mechuyav to give up my life. Why is that? V'chaybem v'lo shiyomus behem. So Tosfos is saying that V'chaybem is not outvoted. V'chaybem is not trumped all the time by Ritzicha. V'chaybem and Ritzicha, it's a fight to the finish. It's a tzarchin, it's a teku. So then, the halacha says, Derech Maiseh, you can't have. Derech Shevi Al Taseh, you are permitted to have.
Was wrote
after Chalas.
You know, you're saying
is Shevi Al Taseh. Tosfos calls that Shevi Al Taseh, right? That Tosfos calls the Karka, that Tosfos is model of the Karka.
And Dibor is.
Dibor, we have Dibor is nothing. Like, if sticks and stones can break a bone, words can't harm. But Dibor is not doing anything.
So if a person's mass is someone else instead of himself, then
Oh, okay, we're going to get to that. Let's get a Rambam and a Rishami.
So well, why are we calling it a Maaser Ritzitza?
Well, Tosfos did. I didn't call it Tosfos. Because Tosfos is saying that you see that not every Yisrael Lo Siritzach is Yehoreg Vel Yavor. Tosfos didn't say it's not called Lo Siritzach. As we talked about last 2 weeks ago, right? Tosfos says it's called Lo Siritzach, but it's a type of a Rotzeach. A Rotzeach Lo Mechayv Limsa Nafshi Elak Shev Lo Rav Yadayim. V'al Oma Nach Lezuk Atzach Latinoik, Eino Chayv Limsa Nafshi, Tosfos should have said, you know why Eino Chayv Limsa Nafshi? Because it's not Ritzicha. Tosfos didn't say that. It says Eino Chayv Limsa Nafshi because Iklamei Mechaz Adami Dechavi Sumutvei.
So because he needs my chazas.
Right, needs my chazas.
Because
right,
he's holding.
Right, he's holding it for sure. That's his worldview. Vizich, this is considered to be a Ritzich. So we take a look at the Rambam. Yeah, put it on the, sent it on the email. So the Rambam, Luchas Yisaydi at Torah. Which Rambam did I put on? I put Parakei, Halacha, which one? Oh, sorry, the whole page one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's all the same page. Okay, good.
Do you mean hey?
I'm trying to think where to start it from. So the Rambam presents the Rikmi Halacha Zayin. It's really, keeps on saying in a few places. No, read Halacha book, make it book easier. Okay? Ke'inyan she'amu ba'anosin, kach amu b'chaloyim. The Rambam tells us that the same way that when it comes to if somebody forces you, goy's coming and puts a trigger to your head, so you can't do certain yisurim, same is true when it comes to illness, ketza. V'shecholav not alamus, v'amru harofim shefuasa b'davar plani, me'isurin shebetayr osinlo, ומסרבן בכל איסורים שבתאר בו כמסקונה, חוץ מעבר הזרה, גבי הרייס, משפיחס דומים, שאפילו בו כמסקונה אין מסרבן בהן. So the Rambam writes that the din is, Yerod Yavor, any violation of Avodah Zorah, any violation of Gili Arayas, any violation of Shrivah Domim. So the Rambam presents the din of Yerod Yavor. Then in Halach HaZayin, Uminayin, Shafil Mokham Zekas, the Fasha Saint, Oyev, Rebach, Shosh, Reverse, how do you know what I just told you? So the Rambam goes to the Bekeiris, Shenema, Behafta, Shem, Lekecha, the whole nafshecha, then harigas nefesh miyisrael. The Rambam says it's a dovish adas noitelai arayis ukshul nefasha. They just quickly streamlined through halacha zayin. The Rambam tells you all the dinim of Yerba Yavor spells out ferchavav evharchavav halacha zayin. He said earlier at the beginning of ferchavav, at the beginning of ferchay, he told you a little bit about introduction to the dinim of Yerba Yavor. Comes from Chaim. When Reb Chaim read a Rambam, so Reb Chaim not only read it, but the Rambam does say, Reb Chaim read it, but the Rambam doesn't say also. So the Rambam never ever, in his presentation of Yehor Vayavar Sugyas, tells you anything about the way that you're violating the Yisra. He doesn't address the fact whether you're doing this particular one of the Gimel Averas, Derech Chumbaseh, Derech Shevet Taseh. The Rambam, for that matter, doesn't draw a distinction between men and women the way Tosfos did Dafka, because Tosfos thought there's a distinction between Adei Ma'aseh and Shevet Taseh, Karka Olam. The Rambam, when he talks about the Gimel Averas, just talks about the Averas. He doesn't start to make differences between, well, how are you violating this? How are you violating this Gilei Arayos? No mention of Karka Olam. Karka Olam maybe makes it in the Sugya for Hesiel, we spoke about last week, but in the Sugya of Gilei Arayos, in the Sugya of Ritzicha Mamish, Karka Olam is absent. So says Reb Chaim, he believes that the Rambam left it out because the Rambam really doesn't buy into this distinction. The Rambam doesn't fundamentally accept this idea. So comes Reb Chaim, put the Reb Chaim in the memory of his own song. Thank you. So let's take a look at the first paragraph. The first word line is Ovid. See it. The first word line is Ovid. It's about two-thirds down in the first paragraph. The Harambam desosam v'lo hiske klal hach de karko elam. The Rambam never mentions a word about karko elam. Mashma de chaylik alzef. Usfir le de b'chol gavni hervel yava v'gili rayis. Ukvar nechlo v'shayin b'zeh, he says, ayin balamor, l'chamis, some things we spoke a little bit about last. We can skip down now to the first word line is the barayos. About three, four lines down. So it's the end of the line. El ditzorich iyun, d'hariya toises hochichu merotzeach, d'heichada v'shevi al taseh, ein muchil l'tzor atzmoy. V'lama posit v'chol gavni tohar v'al ta'avor. So comes Reb Chaim and says that the Chayyur Taisa had a good raya. Taisa set up this model of the case of the baby. Would the Rambam disagree with that model? The Chayyur, that's a model that highlights the difference between Shevi Atasa and Kumbase. So far, so good. Keep on now, skip to the next paragraph. Sorry, I'm streamlining Reb Chaim also. Next paragraph. The Yesh Lanoi. The Dei Tzachim with the Vriya Taisa. The my Indian name a Russell and Mishma Shlicha Russell Latina from Ismaich. The host of you will have him retake Klau, for the of Roshvich's dom. The Halo Havi Raki Evan the eight the Yara retake Shemash the Chesay. The Mishmash the Chesay who are retake. Ula Hochim of Chayim the Mishra Snapsh is Atzmai. What do Chayim just say? What do Chayim just tell us? That Tysus is right, but they're not right. What do I mean by that? The Bali Taisa are 100% right. If somebody comes and says to you, either we toss you off the cliff and you land on the baby, or you cooperate and kill you, what? No? What does the Rambam say? He agrees to the Pesach of Taisvas, but lav mitami ha-Taisvas. Taisvas said the reason why that din is true is because you're called a Ritzeah, but you're a Ritzeah b'shev al-Tasa, and there's no din of Yerba Yavar d'er shev al-Tasa. According to the Rambam, why is there no din of Yerba Yavar? You're a Ritzeah. You're the bullet. As the Moshe gave 2 weeks ago, you're the bullet. You're not the person who's pulling the trigger. But the Ikaron, says Reb Chaim, the Rambam really holds that if you have Lu Yitzu, it would be Ritzicha. If Timtzu Loneliness would be an act of Ritzicha, so then the Din would be Yehar Vel Yavar. It happens not to be Ritzicha, but some technical quirk, because you're Evan Diyara HaZoyrek. But if there's no Ritzicha, there would be a Ritzicha even with Shevel Tas. So how do we understand that? Why should it be? Why does the Rambam disagree with Tosfos? So comes Reb Chaim and says, to the second column in the Reb Chaim, the first one is Ta'avor, so 10 lines from the top, to the end of the line. The B'emes Yesh Lefarish, Ma'idakom Ha'gemar Ha'chsevar D'may Chazes D'damid D'idach Sumuch Tvei D'ma Dam D'chav Ha'chsevar D'may B'trei Gavne. You can explain it and understand it in two different ways. O the Neima, the Cave of the Shkulimein, Shneim, since lives are equal, M'meila Ha'vedina D'tzorach Lios B'shevi Al-Tase, so M'meila you can't budge, you have to be Shevi Al-Tase, V'ya Ma'isa V'yadayim Her V'yamah. O the Neima, or the other side is, the cave and the shkulenein memeila ein a nirches v'fei pikuach nevesh v'yein chiluk v'et shevi atas l'mais v'yadayim the l'oilam ein ba din dechia u'memeila davidin ad yorba yav v'chal gavne. What did Reb Chaim just tell us? Achakira from the beginning of the shiur. We presented two ways of understanding. The understanding my chaz is my chaz is b'teres sophonic. That means I don't really know whose blood is redder and therefore I just have to remain passive. So then Taisus makes a lot of sense. I have to remain passive, but I am allowed to remain passive and get myself thrown onto the baby, notwithstanding the fact that I'm killing somebody. Taisus permits a ritzicha b'shev al taseh because my chaz is sophonic b'teres sophonic. The Rambam who prohibits a ritzicha even b'shev al taseh, if you can construct such a scenario. The case of the baby is a bad example, says Reb Chaim and Dessim Rambam. But in Pinsalem, you would have a scenario of a Ritzicha B'Shev Al-Taseh. So the din would be, it's tough, it's Yehar Bel Yavar. Why is that? because the Rambam understood that mechazus is not b'teres sofek, mechazus is b'teres vad. The mechazus is another way of saying the heter of a chaybem is in chal, is in taifis and ritzicha. Ritzicha is not one of those averus that's nita to dechiyah. Since generally speaking, you can't make these assessments, therefore when the Torah was matir b'chaybem, the Torah was matir chal Shabbos and treifis and Yom Kippur, was never matir ritzicha. So any scenario that you violate ritzicha, whatever shape or form, whatever the name of the ritzicha is, but the Tsheva Tasakumba say, if you can create a scenario called this a ritzicha, it's going to be Harvel Yavah. So we have now a major machlekes Tyson Rambam, how to understand mechazus. It's a major fundamental conceptual machlekes, with so far absolutely no practical nafkamina. Because the one case that Tyson built up as the potential nafkamina, the Rambam will concede, albeit for a different reason.
It would be applicable to Gila Arias.
Right. The spillover Gila Arias will be applicable. Right, 100% right. Spillover. But the original issue in Ritzicha doesn't really exist. So if I say, do we have any Arias who's right? Is Taisus conceptually right? Or is the Rambam conceptually right? So Zakir Chaim, I'm going to prove to you that the Rambam is right. I'm going to prove to you from the Gemara itself, not my Gemara, another Gemara, that the Rambam conceptually is right, that once you're in the realm of Ritzicha, the Chai Behem doesn't exist. The Matir of Pikuach Nefesh doesn't get off the ground, it's not on the radar screen, once you're in the realm of Ritzicha. So comes Uchayim, the first word line now is Din Dechia Bar Ritzicha, about 15 lines at the bottom of the piece. V'nira Dechenu Kepir Shashen Shekasavlo. I'm going to prove to you that the Rambam is correct. I'm a very, very famous Gemara. How do you say about Ritzia Dav Sepach Beis? Shnayim Joy Mahalchim B'derech, two guys are walking in the way, and one of them has a bottle of water, and there's not enough water for both of them. What do you do? So there was Machlekes Atanu. So he just quotes Bechuli Ayin the Gemara Bavutzia. So the Gemara quotes a Tana Ben Petura. I don't remember any other place that he appears in Shas, but Ben Petura, he was about Pulte Rabbi Akiva. Ben Petura, the Tana Ben Petura was of the opinion that what do you do with the water? I'll tell you what you don't do with the water is you can't drink the water. You're not allowed to drink the water. It's going to cost you your life. So be it, says Ben Petura. You're not allowed to drink the water. At Shabbat Rabbi Akiva v'limei b'chayachi chaymach, chayach ha'kaymim b'chayach ha'verach. Rabbi Akiva, there's mechadish, b'chayachi chaymach, you're allowed to drink the water. At kan mach like a second. So most people, when they learn this Gemara, they spent a lot of time talking about Rabbi Akiva. Rightfully so, Rabbi Akiva is going to be passing Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Chaim put his emphasis on the first time. And but the sheet that's been outvoted for the last 2,000 years, Ben Petura, then make it to Shulchan Aruch. But says Reb Chaim, I want to understand what Petura said. What was the lomus? What did he say? What did he mean that you're not allowed to drink the water? Why can't you drink the water? What's the osir of drinking the water? What creates the problem in drinking the water? Comes Reb Chaim and continues. Harei the afal gav the hosav havi b'shei bel taseh. Because apparently I can't drink the water. Because my drinking the water is ultimately bringing about the death of the other fellow. I didn't do a ma'aseh ritzicha dim. I did nothing. I didn't touch it. I'm 20 feet away from it. I'm drinking my water. That's not a ma'aseh ritzicha. And Ben Petura was of the opinion that I can't cause any death to any other person, even derech shevi al taseh. V'yayi yaseh. D'lo avi hosam din ritzicha klal. Says Reb Chaim, not only is that not a ma'aseh ritzicha, it's not even a Ritzicha Shvoyedei Maisa. What is it? V'rak Mishum Din Hatzola. I'm not fulfilling the Din of Hatzola. U'mikom Makoim. Tzrichim Krod V'cheyachichimach D'cheyachakoybim. V'daf Shmamina D'davka B'Hatzola D'ika Krod V'cheyachichimach D'cheyachakoybim. Ava B'Ritzicha D'leka Krod B'chol Inyanar V'yavar Af B'Shev Atasala V'Maisa. Imach Yesh V'Din Ritzicha. As Reb Chaim just said. Chaim saw in Ben Petura an unbelievable Yisrael, and a Yisrael that Rabbi Akiva also fundamentally accepts. Ben Petura clearly understood that any bringing about death of another person is a red light in halacha, and you are under no shape or form permitted to participate, even derech shevel taseh, in the bringing about a death of somebody else, to the extent that you can't drink your own water. What nekuda was Rabbi Akiva mechadish against Ben Petura? What was the void of Rabbi Akiva? What did Rabbi Akiva disagree? What was the Kudus HaMachlokes Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said, Ben Petura is right until the last Nekuda. Because Rabbi Akiva parts ways with Ben Petura by saying that This is not even Ritzicha. This is a bilti hatsola. This is a lack of hatsola. You're right, Ben Petura, that Ritzicha is your Erval Yavor, and you're right, Ben Petura, that Ritzicha even Derech Shevel Ta'asa is your Erval Yavor. You're right, except for the last Nakuda. The last Nakuda is, this is not even Chalon or Hashem Ritzicha. Drinking my own water is a bittel of Hatzola, but it's not an act of Ritzicha. A bittel of Hatzola is open of your Erval Yavor. That was the Machlokes Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva. Ben Petura understood that any cause, even Derech bittel Hatzola, because Rabbi Petura didn't dash v'chechechimach for that. He had a different meaning, understanding of that pasuk. So in the worldview of Rabbi Petura, didn't have that drasha, so that a bilti hatzola is like a ritzicha. It's all the same. It's bringing about a death of somebody else, and it's off limits, no matter what. But that's from a side, there's no difference. At Shibori, the kiva lima, the kiva is mechadish, that bilti hatzola is not included. Aber ritzicha k'dekoy koy. Ritzicha is blight in the din of Yerva Yavor, notwithstanding the fact that Shevi Altasa. That's Reb Chaim's way of reading that Gemara Maseches Bavitzia. Says that's ultimately the source of the Rambam. So im tumtzin loyim is something chalad in Hashem Ritzicha. It's Yehargal Yavor. Now again, in the case of the baby is up to Reb Chaim, the Rambam agrees, but that's only because it's not called Ritzicha, not for any other reason. So when all the dust settles, there's machloikis tais in the Rambam. In the theoretical world of Ritzicha's Zayde Shevi Altasa, would you say Yehargal Yavor? Not according to Taisus, you would absolutely not. According to the Rambam, you absolutely would. Practically speaking, Ritzicha does not have Kamina. As Stephen says correctly, it spills over to Gilirayas. It's only because Taisus understood in the theoretical world of Ritzicha that there's no Yerba Yava but Shevi Altasa, they were able to extrapolate from there to Gilirayas, and that was the source of the din of Esther Kaka Oilam, according to Taisus, whereas the Rambam didn't find their Hoshtiva to her. The Rambam held that's Bechlal not correct. You can't extrapolate from Ritzicha to Gilirayas if the Etzem din doesn't exist for Ritzicha. That's where Chaim read this Machlokes Taisus in the Rambam.
Isn't Ben Petura against a definite halakha? Halakha is if by trying to save someone, I will die, and then I don't have to do it.
Because you're opposed to Rabbi Akiva. According to Ben Petura, that's haram. According to Ben Petura,
even if I know I'm going to die, I have to try to save him.
That's exactly what he told me. He said, I have to give him the water and die. That's what Ben Petura just said. The question is, why doesn't he have to do that also?
Why?
Because he's asking Rabbi Akiva Shal. He's not asking Rabbi Akiva Shal.
Well, why does that make sense? Who says his blood is wetter than mine?
It doesn't matter. That's not the kaveh anymore. That svara just creates the model for us that the din of achayvim doesn't apply to causing other people's death. So anytime I am behind, responsible for causing the death of another person, I have no heter of achayvim. Achayvim is off the books. Chayim is off the books. So the starting point, remember
that. I can't kill him.
Because you're so good, Rabbi Akiva did such a good job on you in the last 1800 years. You can't even envision a world before Rabbi Akiva. Achibar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was the Mechadish here. He was in the Tiltil Shalai. He saw in Mechayim Ahem. He saw in Vechechechimach this Chiddush about Atzal. Remember, Tur didn't see that?
So the drinking the water has a din Ritzicha to it?
No, it's clearly not a din ritzicha. It's clearly just a bilti hatzola, but Ben Petura held that a bilti hatzola is the equivalent of a ritzicha. Because it's not the is ritzicha, it's the fact that in the end of the day someone's life is coming to an end.
That was different than falling, than being
it's
pushed on.
Ben Petura would say things, the same thing about the being thrown off the cliff also, right. The machlokes starts in the realm is after Rabbi Akiva's mechadish that there's a concept called bilti hatzola. Can we now call the being thrown off the cliff a ritzicha or not? Right. According to Ben Petura, there would be no difference.
Does the fact that Rabbi Akiva uses a pasuk to take this concept of hatzola out of ritzicha, does that sway the argument that the maichazis is not a suffik? Because why would you have a pasuk to prove? Why would you have a pasuk, or why would you need a pasuk to show that my chazus doesn't apply? If my chazus is just because it's a suffik, like a pasuk isn't really.
Well, but again, Ben Petura, the Rambam is saying it's not a suffik. The Rambam is learning that the whole thrust of Chaim is the Rambam is learning the Torah's vatei. So you can't mix and match Ben Petura onto the thesis. So the basic din of my chazus still stands with Tosfos and the Rambam. The bottom line, the case of the Gemara, somebody comes and puts a gun to you and says, either kill the other person or kill you. No question about it, you can't pull the trigger on the other person. So comes the Rambam Did I put a lacha hay on the Rambam's also? On the Rambam's?
Only the top.
No, it's the fourth. Hey, so it's on the fourth of Komos. That we're attached to the email.
The beginning of Lacha Hay.
It's
on the next one. Okay, so the next one. We'll skip down to the fourth line of the Rambam. If a Goyim come to you and say, hand over a Jew, and they say, befeirush, we're going to kill him. If you imlav, and if you don't hand them over, naru kulchem, we're going to kill all of you. Yehargu kulam, the din is that everyone is going to get killed, v'ayimashu lehem nefesh achas nisro. You're not allowed to hand over somebody. Very, very powerful halacha, because we know, unfortunately, tragedy was maisim, nebuch, many times in Jewish history. That's the din, that so I want to know in Lomdus, I'm going to try to keep the emotions out of it for now. In Lomdus, why is that interesting? What is this an extension of? It's quoting right out of Yerushalmi. What is this a corollary to? Our whole sugya, right? Is it the same as that sugya?
It's different.
What's the difference?
Because one's life is going to be lost. Regardless, the person who they want to be handed over is going to be lost. Regardless,
So of course, pick up in a second. But that's a major difference. We'll get to that in a minute. But there's something even before that. Let's leave out the numbers. Leave out the one versus the 100. It's a one on one. The guy comes and says, "Listen, you show me where that Jew is. You hand me over that Jew, or I'm going to kill you." Is that a Gemara?
Doing the nicer.
In the case of Gemara, what was it?
You killed.
Here, what's the guy asking me to do? Hand it over to the guy. He's not asking me to kill anybody. He's asking me to hand it. I know the guy's going to kill him, but he's not technically asking me to do a Maiser Ritzicha.
It's a Maiser, but it's not Ritzicha.
It's a grumma.
Let's see about what I do, not Derech a guy. What if I would just go ahead and hand somebody over to a guy? Am I Ritzich? Am I Chaim Misa for that? That's not Macha Eish V'meis, Mos Yumos. I wasn't Macha B'Yadayim. I'm not saying it's a way to go to Gan Eden that way, but I'm saying, but Macha Eish V'meis, it's not.
It's more comparison to Rabbi Akiva's case than anything else.
It's probably worse than Rabbi Akiva, but better than real Ritzicha. And yet, the halacha is clear, the Rambam quotes right out of the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah actually. It says that the din is, it's Yehar Vayavah. So you see, no little chiddush from this sugya, that you can't kill somebody. Even if you're killing him, not derech, a real bona fide violation of Ritzicha, that's also considered to be Yehar Vayavar. How do we understand that? Where did that come from? So is this a throwback to something we spoke about before the summer? It's not fair, there's a whole summer in between. But is this a throwback to something we spoke about before the summer?
Of Israel.
Is this smack of Israel? Is this the sugi of Israel? Remember the sugi of Israel for a second. Gemara said that not only can you not bow down to the idols, but you can't even use the wood from the Asherah tree for Mokom Pekotesh. And not only can you not have beer with an Erva, you can't even do other things with an Erva as well. Yehar Vayavar. So that was a principle called Ab Israel. The ashes, the dust of the Avera. Is that what the Gemara means here also? But this is almost like an Ab Israel of Ritzicha. How do we know it's an Ab Israel of Ritzicha? So the Rambam said, Befer Shuchas Ritzach. The Rambam says that if a person killed us, Gimel Hilchos Ritzeach gives you all the examples of killing somebody b'yadayim, and then it gives you all the examples of killing somebody not b'yadayim. All a marshal, a kikis as chaveiro, person ties somebody up, v'nicha b'ro'a b'shemes, and Nebuch, the person's tied up, he can't eat, starves to death. Where he ties the guy up, and he knows that next week is going to be a heat wave, the guy's going to die from sunscreen. All these wild cases, bottom line is, B'chol Eilu Ein Beis in the Mishnas. The Kalkir, Sugars, and Nine Factors, and Hedrin, the Chisar of all these cases, there's no real Meiser Tzicha. So Beis Din doesn't kill you. That's how the Rabbi concludes, pray, give Allah a Yud. B'chol Eilu Ein Beis in the Mishnas, so, V'harehu Reit Seach, V'derish Domim, Derish Mimenu Dam. Powerful Rabbi. The Rabbi says, the Rabbi is going to take care of him. But that's not the only thing the Rambam said. The Rambam didn't just tell you that the Rebbe was going to take care of you. The Rambam prefaced by using three words. What was the Rambam's lashon again? B'chol eilu ein beis b'misin asay, v'yarehu reit seach, v'derish dam and derish men of dam. What did the Rambam just say? The mumness. What did the Rambam just call the guy?
Seach.
In other words, he violated Lo Sirtzach. He was a flagrant violation of Lo Sirtzach. Elawat. It was a type of a lasiritzach that what? It doesn't carry with the mission of the Beis Din. Why? A court. Maki ishva meis. It's got to be dafke derech maise. If it's not derech maise, you're going to get off in terms of Beis Din Shomata. In Beis Din Shomala, you're punished. But you're not just punished in Beis Din Shomala just because you're a bad guy, because you're not a nice person. You're punished with teres ritzeach. In Dini Shemaim, there's no difference between the Ritzeach who pulls the trigger and the Ritzeach who ties the guy up and he dies a week later from the sun. I raise a Ritzeach, says the Rambam. I didn't Ritzeach on it. If that's the case, so then I can understand what the Chora, this is like Am Yisrael. It means it's not the Ritzeach that carries the Mrs. Beis Din, but it's still in the Parsha of Ritzeach. It's not going to be any better than the Losik of the Legal Serva. It's not going to be better than the person who uses the Atzei Asherah. So the Rambam tells you this is part of the parasha of Ritzicha. So then, it's chal on Hashem of Israel. Is that correct? Is that the Bira Dover in this Rambam? Is that why Mishami says what it says? There's Yehar Vayavah on it. Because of this Rambam, it says the Shittos, because the Rambam is Ritzeach. Is that Israel really the key to what's going on? And who remembers back from Israel days? Who remembers the Machlekes? We have Machlekes, the age of Machlekes of Rishonim. What that Bira about Israel is. And remember, the Gemara said that using the Atzei Asherah is Abizrayim of Venezuela. Machlek is Tyson in Iran. Why is that? So Tyson writes that because the guy may come to believe in it. He's asked to do some kind of a voodoo with it. And next thing you know, he may end up believing in it. And the Iran says, no, he's no voodoo. He's using the Atzei Asherah what? As a medicine. He's using it as a. It's cold in the house. Not as a medicine. It's cold in the house. He's making a fire out of Atzei Asherah to keep him alive. What's the Nakudas of Lachlaikis? So we explained before the summer that Lachlaikis is how do you define, how do you teach Ab Yisrael? It's Ab Yisrael Hashem Ha'osid. Ab Yisrael means you're not allowed to do anything that doing this action is going to lead you down the line to the Gimel Averus. Right now, Hashem Shalom, this is not Gimel Averus. Right now, the witchcraft, the medicine man told me I should take this hocus pocus thing. What I'm doing now is not an Averus. It's not a type of an avera that would warrant your harva yavar. But the guy who listens to the voodoo guy may end up believing in the voodoo. Next time around, he'll talk about believing and he'll start to bow down to the voodoo. So comes, tells him, right, that's your harva yavar. Ab Yisrael means anything that could potentially result down the line. There's a direct correlation down the line of violating the Gimel Averus. That's what your harva yavar. And the Ran says, no. The Ran says he's not going to believe in anything. It's cold in the house. The doctor said if he doesn't eat the house, he's going to die. Says the Ran, you can't eat the house with the wood. He's not going to believe in anything. You know why? Because being nen of Avodah Zarah is a shtick of Avodah Zarah. Once it's nichlal in the parsha of Avodah Zarah, Hazeh Nemar Yehar Vayamar. So everybody agrees there's a principle of Israel. The Machlokes is of Israel, something that's because it's going to lead to the big one. But was Israel defined like the Shiran said it's part of the parsha right now. So what do you think about these kinds of Ritzichas? A goy comes and says to you, hand me over that Jew. Don't pull the trigger, I'll take the other trigger. Hand me over that Jew. So the Rambam, it's Yehar Vayamar. What? So we wanted to link this to Ab Yisrael. Not so fast. What do you think? Is this Ab Yisrael? Is the Rambam Nuchas Ritzeach? Is the Rambam called him a Ritzeach? Is that going to make it Ab Yisrael? What do you think? Was it the Venba? If you hold like the Ran, that to be Ab Yisrael, it's got to be in the Parsha, it's got to be called that Parsha. Can't get more Parsha than that. The Rambam said before, she raised a Ritzeach. But if you hold that, Ab Yisrael is Hashem Ha'osin. Every guy who hands over a goy to be killed is going to pull a trigger next. I don't know if there's any correlation between those two statements. That's not like, oh, sikr rule, we got this erva. That's not like when you take the voodoo medicine, you may bow down to the voodoo. That's not the same. They're two different things. Some people are more than happy to hand over the people to the goyim to get killed. They're not going to pull the trigger. It's not, there's no connection between the two. So if you're going down the route of Avizrayu, you may be going down the wrong road. So do we have another beer as to why this is Yehar Vayavar altogether? Where's the Ritzich here? Where's the Yehar Vayavar here? What's the answer, Boisei? Even though it's clear that the Ritzich, this is not Ritzich Gemurah, Harai, it doesn't carry the Dinayish. Harai is a Ritzich. In the Nishimayim, you're Ritzich, but it's not a Ritzich Shoveis and Shalmata, and it still doesn't have Yehar Vayavar. What do you see from here, Boisei?
And anytime you're involved, even in a small way, in a preliminary way, like it's a heksha mitzvah, so to speak, it's a heksha reticha, that's what we kind of call that reticha.
In other words, what creates the din of Yehar v'Yavar is not so much the aveiros reticha. That's not really what the Torah is so machped on. What's the Torah really machped on? What's the real keveya? Is because I'm doing an Israel chama b'yaser. That's why. When it comes to Avedizor, Lamashal, why did the Torah say, lose your life rather than Avedizor? Because Avedizor is such an Isra Chama B'Yayser, so, Chil Shabbos, the version of Vatra. Eating on Yom Kippur, the version of Meichelon. Eating Chaz, the version of Meichelon. Of Avedizor, we're not Meichelon. Kili Arise, it's an Isra Chama B'Yayser, we're not Meichelon. That's the Pshat and Ritzich also. It's the Chumras, the Isra of Ritzich, that creates the Din of Yehar Vayavar. Is that true? I'm not so sure that's true.
It's the loss of the life.
It means Lemaisa, somebody died here. It's either me or him. My chazas means you can't decide. Someone's going to die anyway. So the din of Yehar Vayavar Beretzicha is really different than the din of Yehar Vayavar Avedizor. But Avedizor, the focus is on the Chumras HaYisr. So then you start going with, is it really the Chumras HaYisr or not? Abizrael says it is. How do you define Abizrael? Tyson the Ram, Machlayer. By Retzicha, you're asking the wrong question. It doesn't really matter about the Chumras HaYisr. That's not really the Kiveya. But the real kaveh is that at the end of the day, somebody is dead. It's the result of the other person dying. That's what kicks in the din of Yehar Vayavar.
It's more like Ben Petor than Rabbi Akiva.
Well. It's not quite Rabbi Akiva. This is not Zulki Hatzalah. This is not. Drinking the water is not the same as handing over the goy to the.
If I drink the water,
but that's Hatzolah. But I'm not mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvah Hatzolah, to lose my life to fulfill the mitzvah Hatzolah. But what I'm not allowed to do is actively participate in somebody dying.
What about being pushed?
How is drinking different than selecting someone?
No, there's a tremendous difference. There, I'm actively involved. I'm not pulling the trigger, but I'm actively participating in the ritzicha.
I'm picking out somebody. And he's going to do the whole killing. Here, I just drank up the medicine that could save him.
I think that's a big difference. I think it's a tremendous difference. That in one case, I am actively doing something. In the case when I choose, the guy says, you pick the person, so I am doing something. I'm helping along this process. Over here, it's almost like a Saras HaMeneya. I mean, that person, in theory, could have gotten water. But I don't want to give him the water. I want to drink the water myself. That's less than a Ritzicha B'Shev HaTasa. That's a built Yatzal. So this is almost like a Ritzicha B'Shev HaTasa. I can't call it Shev HaTasa. It's a Ritzicha B'li, a formal Maisa of Ritzicha to B'Mchai of Mises Bezdin. It's very klutzy to say that, but that's what it is.
We said earlier that in the case where someone's pushing you, and you're acting as the instrument, so that the Rambam would agree with Tosfos.
Right, but this is, the handing over to the goy is not, I'm not an instrument.
This is my stuff.
I'm going and picking the goy and I'm taking and grooming him to the goy.
How's that different than allowing yourself to be thrown?
Okay, sitting like this, you push me over.
You could run away. You're allowing yourself to be thrown. You're allowing yourself to hand over, you're allowing yourself to be thrown.
No, I don't think it's the same. No, I think that I think you and Dr. Fisher also. I still think that the handing over to a guy is not a maaser ritzicha biyadayim. It's not a ritzicha biyadayim, we'll call it. There's a maisa involved that's I'm doing a maisa that's resulting in the loss of somebody's life. It's not a maisa retzicha b'yadayim. Maisa retzicha b'yadayim is a tenai for chiyum mitzvah beis din. But harezer retzich, the Rambam says, I don't think the Rambam would ever say the guy drinks the water harezer retzich. Would the Rambam say that? Let's say a guy passes by, sees a guy has a heart attack in front of him on the floor, and he doesn't call 911. It's a terrible thing. With samad adam riecha, and you're mamshim minuvu, you're mevat latzola harezer retzich. I mean, we make colloquially call him a guy.
Let's suppose he needs his heart pill. Okay? And without that heart pill, he dies.
Right.
I take that pill, I throw it away. Is that retzicha?
I don't think so. I don't think that's retzicha. Again, ganeidin in a head, but I don't think it's retzicha. I don't think that's retzicha. I think that's... It's worse than we're not calling on one. It's but I don't think that's a tzicha. I don't think so. The Rambam gives you a lot of examples of people who the Rambam says are reizei retzeach. These are all examples. Va'koyfes chaver v'nicha v'rav, kofes v'nicha v'makosh v'savat sina. Everything he's doing, hishach was hanochosh. I don't think your case would be called a mamash and after retzicha at all.
All the cases of the Rambam, had it not been for your act, the person wouldn't have died. In your example, had you done something, you might have been able to save him,
right.
But he still would have died regardless of your
if
act.
You would have been out of the picture.
He would have lived because he would have had the heart fill. I prevented him from living.
No, but he would have had to do a maisa to enable himself to live. It's still not the same. It's technically not the same. Again, in Shemayim, I'm not making chilukim, but in Beis and Shema, that's not the same. So we understand the basic din that the Rambam is quoting from the Rishonim, that either it's based on Av Yisra'ayim according to some Rishonim, or it's based on a new Avdor of what the basic din of Yerub Yavra is vis-a-vis Ritzicha. But now we get the Kori's timed against the Rambam. It's Pilei Ploim, this din. Why? Listen to the numbers. Either give us one, or we're going to kill all of you.
Including him.
Either including him or not including him. It's either 100 to 1 or 99 to 1.
But you can still make the argument, you know, my chazis, maybe that one person's blood is redder than everyone's combined, but if he's included,
it's even worse. Right. If he's included, it's mamish even worse. Ram doesn't say he's not included. Pasha says he is included. So the Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam take a look. It's on the Kesef Mishnah. Right smack in the middle of the Kesef Mishnah on the right side, for the outside side. Kosev HaRamach. It's by two dots. I'm going to go pick it up on the phone. But you see what it is in there? Kosev HaRamach. Quotes from Ramesh HaKayim. Avim Mishanim Tzit B'Tosefta Kedvarim. The Rambam's quoting this out of a Tosefta. It happens to be the Tosefta in Trumas. It's Yerushalmi also. Lo Yadana Taim Amai. He says, I don't understand why this din should be true. He's also going to get killed. Corey's cash and Ramach and Moshe Kain says he doesn't understand this. Where did this thing come from? Doesn't make any sense. So if you skip down to the Kesef Mishnah, actually, to the next column, beginning of the first line of the next column, gets the Mishnah. V'yev shaloymar, despila the Reish Lakish. Shemai, the Reish Lakish is the one that's talking about Yerushalmi. Shema shakasa to v'shvichas dam zvaro, eino ikar ha'tam, the kabbalah ha'isa v'yadam, the shvichas dam yar v'yavar, ela shenostu tam misvaro lech d'shayach. Avo ino chinami, defila lech d'lo shayach, ha'o taim avidina hochi d'yar v'yavar. What Kesef Mishnah just say? The first 20 minutes of Shia, we try to be medayek, what's the nature of Echazes, Reb Chaim, to Dinim, is it this, is it that, and I'll tell you, the Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah, don't waste your time. Don't spend your time on being mefalpel what Echazes means, because you know what? Because that's not the real reason anyway. You want to know really, truly, in the heart of hearts, why is it that feels dumb as you're Yavor? I'll tell you why. Because that's the way it is. Kabbalah Yisabi Yadav, Kach Nemr Halach, Vesh Misyanach, Kabbalah Teshuvah, I don't know what it is. But it's not mechazes. So I think we say mechazes. So I always give this example. You see, since you're davening a shul, you'll appreciate the example. Sometimes I say this lingo to my tamim and shiur. I don't know what I'm talking about. I say to them, sometimes I'll say a svara. I ask them the following: is this a Shabbos morning svara or a Shabbos mincham night svara? So Shabbos morning is a drasha, flowery, poetic. You know, maybe we should go a drush. Sometimes I'll say a drush in the morning, and a guy will come and hack me and shout, "Oh!" No, you have to be careful of kashas. Don't have so many kashas and rushes. But a shiur in the afternoon, it's got to be iron clear. Every piece of lump has got to match up. So it's all to get submission of the little thing. And the Gemara says that Chazetz, Rava was trying to explain, he's putting his arm around this guy and saying, listen, you're about to get killed. Let me explain to you. My Chazetz, that's the lump, that's the Muslim, that's the Chiz, that's the Ashkafas Adin. You wonder what the Din is? The Din is whether the reason applies or not. The Din is true anyway. Otherwise, the Ramach's cash is just a bomb cash. Wow. How can you say such a thing? The Gemara never told us to the mockers. How can we make up and say, oh, Kabbalah has to be of them? Some suggest that, you know, the Gemara told us the mocker for Shvichas Domim, meaning Yerba Yavar, is Mechazis. And then the Gemara went on and said, what's the mokra that Gili rice? Is Yorba Yavar? Who remembers? It's the Hekesh. Because the Torah Pash Pesetz, it compares, Kashay, Kutish, Rav, Tzach, Rav, Kedah, Dabar, Asay. So there's a Torah Shema Peh, the Vid of Hekesh, is telling me that whatever applies to Ritzicha, applies to the Gili rice. If the whole Din of Ritzicha was only based on my Chazis, is that a bizarre Hekesh? I mean, the whole my Chazis doesn't make the slightest bit of sense by Gili rice. Some suggest that my chazas almost started the din off. But the din takes on a whole life in and of itself. Once you see that the Torah is makish, not a maros to ritzeach, and part of the Torah Shabbat tells me that part of that hekesh is to teach me that Jehovah Yahweh Begili Arias, it forces us to almost reassess the din by Shvichas Dom and say, you know, it's clearly not based on just my chazas. It's got to be more than that. And the more than that is it's a din b'fnei hatzmai. Just as by Gilei Rice, it's a din b'fnei hatzmai, by Shiv Zabat, it's a din b'fnei hatzmai. But by saying, does it really make much of a difference whether it's a din b'fnei hatzmai, whether it's a svara? I mean, the one nafkimin is this whole Rambam, this Yushalmi. Do we come up with any other potential nafkimin? I want you to construct the case in your Ritzicha, which is a violation of an Issa Ritzicha. But I can tell you my blood's red than his blood. Good night. Make that belief himself in my blood's red than his blood. I can't make such a ridiculous statement. I'll prove to you from halacha, not from
someone's judged from Misa?
Well, if he's really judged from Misa, it could be that maybe the din doesn't apply. But I'll give you another clause. What if that other fellow is a treifa? He's already been diagnosed with a halachic treifa. However that means in Hilchos Adam, that's a whole another question we're showing, how do you define that? He's a treifa. Mind enough to you. If you kill a treifa, you're part of a piece of paste. And the treifa is almost like he's dead already. If he did. Not 100%, almost. So, I know for a fact that halachically, based on pure objective halachic criteria, my blood is better than his. Haraya, my blood carries with it in this chiyavisa bezdin, and Yedim's blood doesn't carry with it in chiyavisa bezdin. So it's clear that my blood up he did is better than his. So now when the guy comes and puts a gun to the head and says, kill that treifa, we're going to kill you, maybe I have a right to turn around and say, guess what? My chaz is the double did up, my blood is redder. So I'm going to kill him to save my own redder blood. What do you think about that?
It's our Rambam. What? It's this Rambam, because he talks about Sheva ben Bichri.
Sheva ben Bichri was someone who was ready Chayim Misa.
What's the difference?
So that's the Rishami says. The Rishami speaks about this. So the Rishami says that's different, because someone who's Mechuyav Misa, it could be that
He's worse.
He's mamshi gav ketilah. Could be he's mamshi worse gav.
You're so shortening.
It's true, but the gemara is perfect. If you pull the trigger on the tray, you're not going to spin.
You still can't do it. But
oh, you still can't do it. You're still a what?
Kill him.
You're a ritzeach. I'm a ritzeach. But I am a ritzeach in a way that I've ascertained that my blood is redder than his.
You just won't be nanach.
So what do you think about that? So l'chor, that depends on what this guest submission is right now. If you really believe that you heard about Yavor, Maritzicha, has nothing really to do with Mechaz. Mechaz is just a drush for Shabbos morning. It's not really the command, the din. Then if it's called Maritzicha, it's called Maritzicha. Sorry, Maritzicha is not. Maritzicha can't, you just can't kill anybody. That's it. You heard about Yavor. But if you believe like the Gemara sounds like the Pashas, like the Moshikoi, the Ramach for Shavuot assumed, the Gemara meant what it said, instead would have meant literally as the Shabbos afternoon's for, not a Shabbos morning's for. So then Lechora, you should go with the guidelines of Mechazes, and here Mechazes would dictate that you are not a killing train. It's food for thought. Hopefully, Hashem, next week I'm going to give one more example of a potential nafkamina between how serious we take Mechazes, and then hopefully this will move on.
That assumes that the fact that there's no ownership of Misa space, and that means your blood is redder. You're making that connection.
I happen with the next few minor comments. Let me just. I'm losing my shell.